Welcome to Blazing Language. I'm Ken Nesbitt. Have you ever spent hours memorizing flashcards only to completely freeze when it's time to speak? It is a frustratingly common cycle for so many language learners. Today, we are pulling back the curtain on how our brains actually absorb new words. Hint: it's not through rote memorization. We will explore a much more natural, stress-free path to fluency that will change how you study forever. Let's dive in. Have you ever spent hours drilling flashcards only to blank out the moment you actually needed to speak? It's an incredibly common experience for adult language learners, and it often leads to a lot of unnecessary frustration. We tend to think that if we just study harder or find the perfect app, the words will finally stick. But the truth is, the brain doesn't process language like a computer database. To understand why those word lists often fail us, we need to look at how vocabulary is really acquired. When we talk about acquiring a language, we're talking about something very different from memorizing a list of facts. There's a big difference between learning about a word and actually acquiring it. When you memorize a direct translation, you're creating a fragile, temporary link in your brain. But when you acquire a word, it becomes a natural, intuitive part of your subconscious. You don't have to translate it in your head before you use it. It's just there, ready for you to use when you need it. This natural process happens through what linguists call comprehensible input. This is just a friendly way of saying that we acquire language when we understand the messages we're hearing or reading. When you engage with a story, a conversation, or an article where you already understand most of what's being said, your brain goes to work behind the scenes. It starts guessing the meaning of the unfamiliar words based on the rich context around them. Think of it like meeting a new neighbor. If someone simply tells you their name and a single fact about them, you'll probably forget it by tomorrow. But if you see them working in their garden, walking their dog, and waving to people in the neighborhood, you gradually build a complete picture of who they are. Vocabulary works the exact same way. You need to see a word in different environments, paired with different words, and expressing different emotions before your brain truly claims it as its own. This is why consistent listening practice is so incredibly valuable. When we listen to a language, we aren't just hearing words in isolation. We're hearing the music of the language, the rise and fall of the speaker's voice, the natural pauses, and the emotional weight behind a phrase. This auditory context acts like a powerful anchor for memory. Our brains are naturally wired for story and human connection, and listening taps directly into that ancient system. Of course, this means we have to let go of the idea that we need to master a word the very first time we hear it. True acquisition is a slow, cumulative process. You might need to encounter a word 10, 20, or even 50 times in different contexts before it feels completely natural. Each time you meet the word and understand the general message, your brain strengthens that connection just a little bit more. It's a sustainable, low-pressure approach because the pressure to memorize is completely gone. You just have to focus on enjoying the content. When you approach learning this way, vocabulary and culture become inseparable. Words aren't just abstract symbols. They are reflections of how a specific culture views the world. When you acquire vocabulary through rich cultural contexts, you aren't just learning a new label for an object. You're learning the cultural nuances, the history, and the shared values that give that word its unique flavor. If you're looking for a gentle, engaging way to bring this into your daily routine, the Blazing Language podcasts are designed to do exactly that. By listening to interesting, slow-paced stories and discussions about culture and daily life, you give your brain the perfect environment to naturally absorb new words. You can simply relax, listen, and let your subconscious mind do the heavy lifting while you enjoy a quiet moment in your day. At the end of the day, language learning isn't a race, and it's certainly not a test of memory. It's about building a sustainable habit that fits peacefully and enjoyably into your life. By shifting your focus from rigid memorization to relaxed, meaningful listening and reading, you'll find that vocabulary naturally takes care of itself. So, pour yourself a warm cup of tea, find something genuinely interesting to listen to, and trust that your brain knows exactly what to do.